You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Naomi Yang's life used to sound like this in the 80s and 90s. Now it sounds like this. And that's thanks to this man.
You got to get your head out of your ass when you're fighting. Either fight or go home.
And along the way, she also drew inspiration from these women.
The trucks won't roll through!
Now, Naomi tells the story of how all this unfolded in her new documentary film, Never Be a Punching Bag for Nobody, which follows the lessons she's learned from boxing and from the East Boston community. It recently won the special jury prize for a documentary at the Independent Film Festival in Roxbury this spring, and she joins us now in Studio 2. Good morning.
Hello. Lovely to be here.
It's great to have you here. So, listen, there's so much that I want to talk to you about this documentary. I just loved it, and there's so much in it. But I kind of want to start with your coolness creds, so let's go all the way back to the top to that first cut. That was your song, Listen, the Snow is Falling, with your band Galaxy 500. It was recorded in 1990. You've kind of done a lot of things in your life.
Yeah, well, that's actually a cover of a Yoko Ono song. But that's sort of where I started, was with playing music, and I still play music today with my band Damon and Naomi. But it's taken me on some wonderful adventures, and I've had a camera in hand, and that's sort of how I found myself in East Boston.
Right. So it's this camera in hand. So you start in music, you wind up with this camera in hand, and you want to do a fashion shoot of sorts. Like, wait, okay, so when I first heard in the documentary,
okay.
Like, fashion shoot, it's not. I actually asked to see what the final product of the shoot was, right? And it's not what people would picture. We're not doing a fragrance commercial or anything like that. But you want to use a boxing gym, and you want to shoot there, and the guy's like, no. So tell us what happens from there.
Well, it was a fashion shoot for this very unusual fashion designer, Gary Graham. His work's fantastic, and it's not conventional, and so he always has unconventional demands when I work with him to do video shoot. And I found my way to doing this fashion video via doing music videos, which came out naturally of being a musician with a camera. And as I got older, thinking that this was a great way to collaborate with younger musicians, I could, you know, work with them for a week or two, and then they could go off and have their wonderful career, and I could, you know, go home and not have to go on tour with them. And so Gary asked me to do a fashion video, and one of his requirements were, we need to find locations that will have interesting sounds, because he wanted the model to be as if she were doing field recordings, taking recordings and making music out of them. So I started driving all over Boston looking for places where I thought would look beautiful or have some sort of unique feel to them, but also have interesting sounds. So I landed in front of this boxing gym in Winthrop, actually. I was going all over. And I walked in, and it was this, to me, it was an incredibly beautiful place filled with old photographs and very rich with history and very unusual and, you know, not at all like something that just was made out of plastic and just, you know, came up yesterday. And so I asked Sal Bartolo, the owner and trainer at the gym, can I use your gym as a video location for this fashion video I'm doing? And he immediately was like, no.
Right.
No, absolutely not.
But he offers you a free boxing lesson.
Well, I got it. I was like, okay. Well, can I look around at least? Because it was so beautiful. Can I take photos just for myself? And that was fine with him because he's very proud of his gym and all the history in it and these historic photos that he has.
His father was a 1940 lightweight or featherweight?
Featherweight champion, 1941 featherweight champion. From East Boston.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Was called the pride of East Boston.
And Sal is this kind of wiry, grizzled, I mean, he looks like a boxer.
Yeah, he is a boxer.
Yeah.
And but he was very proud of his family history of boxing. So he was happy to show me the photographs. So we just got talking. And then at the end, he was like, well, if you're so interested in this, why don't you you know, I give the first class free. Come down, take a class for free.
Yeah.
Because I was sort of asking questions about boxing, like, do women box? Like, you know. And I thought, no.
So how'd you get from no to, okay, so spoiler alert,
yeah,
you're still boxing there.
I absolutely.
Okay, so just so listeners know, this is where we wind up. You're still boxing
I'm
with
still
Sal.
I'm still boxing, yes.
Right, so how do we get from no to where we are?
Because I'm so clever that I was like, I really wanted this beautiful gym as a location. I was like, well, okay, I understand I'm just this outside random person coming in asking, can I use your space to, you know, to shoot video here? Can, you know, why should he trust me? So, but maybe if we got to know each other a little bit more, maybe then it would be less of a big ask.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I called him back, you know, a few days later. I'm like, okay, I'll take that class. I'm interested. And he's like, all right. And I went down to take the class with my own agenda, like, you know, get to know him. And then it turned out in that first class, I was like, oh, my God, this is fantastic. I love this. I'm fascinated by this.
So I want to bring Sal alive for listeners a little bit more. And in a second, I'm going to play some sound. I want to give context to this sound. And that context will make more sense in a minute. But just so people know where we are, this idea of don't be a punching bag for anybody. You reference it a lot in the documentary. He says it a lot. In this case, the gym had taken part in a sparring match with another gym. It was rough. And Sal is talking about that afterward.
We're boxers. They're brawlers. It's a total different animal altogether. Don't get them confused. Don't be a punching bag for anybody. Why should you be a punching bag? What are you getting out of being a punching bag?
And, you know, he goes on to basically say, learn to fight, right? Mm-hmm. Stand up and fight.
Right, right.
And this theme and your learning to fight really is at the heart of this film, this documentary.
Yeah, because I didn't set out to make this documentary. I was interested in the gym and, you know, I was trying to get access. And I made that fashion video and I didn't stop going to the gym. I finished, you know, Sal eventually let me make the video, but I kept wanting to do boxing.
Sal's in the video.
Sal is in the video. Yeah. He even, yes. I mean, he was very gracious about letting us do it once it was okay with him. And so I kept going to the gym. And one of the things that you know, I found really drew me to the gym every night was this idea of fighting back and being unapologetic about it.
One of the things that is fascinating, we're speaking with Naomi Yang, who's a musician, a filmmaker, photographer. The documentary is Never Be a Punching Bag for Nobody. You are very personal in this story. You tell your story of learning to fight, and you go on eventually to tell us the story of why it's hard for you to learn to fight, and you start to grapple with why you struggle to put everything into your punches. And it's really interesting. At some point, we see your silhouette. We see you starting to punch. And it's so clear that you're pulling your punches, that you can't put force behind them. And you describe the first time you worked with Sal on hitting a bag, and he told you to hit it like you meant it, and you found you couldn't do it. And you trace it back to how you'd responded to violence from your childhood. And here's what you said.
What else is held in muscle memory? The flinch as the hand comes toward you, when as a child you cower in the furthermost corner of the closet or in the backseat of the car? Can you learn not to flinch as a hand comes towards you? Catch and counter, says Sal. You catch the hand coming out, stop it from hitting you, and then with split-second timing, almost at the very same moment as you block that hand coming towards you, you hit back.
Are you a hard hitter now?
I wish I had the strength to be a harder hitter, especially since I'm ending up sparring a lot of 16-year-olds at the gym. but I certainly, I went from, you know, I describe in the film, from the first encounter of sparring, of being very frozen, of being terrified, and having that revelation that that I was surprised why I couldn't do it, and why I was so reluctant to do it, and then thinking about the experiences of my childhood of being, you know, hit very often and having so much fear around that. And also as a child, of course, never hitting back because you're so much smaller, you know, you don't, or at least I never thought of it. I don't know, maybe some other child might have. And so it kind of made me realize when I had that sort of, I was puzzling like why it was so hard for me at first to spar in the gym and the whole idea of boxing. And I was like, well, this is really something I need to learn how to do. So I have learned how to do it and I actually really enjoy it now, but it takes more than than just wanting to be able to hit really hard.
You know, it's interesting because sometimes when we watch stories of boxing, they're stories of violence. This is a story of fight. And it's not that the violence isn't there, but this feels different. And it was fascinating to me that as you open the aperture of your storytelling, starting in the gym, right? But then we open it up to Winthrop and to the region and to the story of the women who fought for their community to stop Logan Airport from expanding, to protect a local park. The park's name escapes me right now. I've got it written down even, but I can't.
It was Wood Island Park.
Thank you. To fight from the expansion of Massport.
And Neptune Road.
That's right.
All these areas of East Boston.
And you discover this fighter, Mary Ellen Welch, who's an activist who sort of finds the power of women at a time when the government really seems so powerful. And here's a little bit of her talking about fighting back against literally giant vehicles that are driving through Maverick Street, coming to do work at Logan. And women got out there with strollers and their bodies and stopped these giant trucks.
It was scary, but the women didn't move. We just stayed there. And then, so they called the cops.
And the police came, cleared him out, it's caught on camera, but that forced change. And over time, you are telling the story of women learning to fight.
Yes, I mean, I was lucky enough to meet Mary Ellen Welch before she passed. And, you know, she described to me the efforts of herself. And also, Anna DeFranzo was a enormously important woman in this whole movement of really getting other like-minded women out on the streets in a time when it, you know, this was 1968. It was not a time where a lot of these women who were older with children and, you know, married and sort of from conventional lifestyles would not have been taking to the streets. But they were very inspired by seeing the activism that was sort of happening around them. By, you know, younger people and in the South. And they said, well, we need, I think she says in the film, you know, we're not getting anywhere just writing letters and going to one meeting a year. We have to take matters into our own hands. And so as I was spending more time in East Boston and Winthrop, because I was at the gym, I was also finding out about this history and the history of Logan expansion and the history of how the neighborhood activists and the women and many people in the community, but, you know, sort of this, I was very interested in this women's group, how they rallied together. And it was sort of this strange parallel story to me. And I just started feeling like I have to keep filming here. I want to make something out about this. I don't know how this all connects, but I'm just going to keep filming.
Well, and, you know, just a note about her, she's passed in the last couple of years, and she really, I don't know how to describe it. She really was a legend community organizer for decades after that, trusted and believed in for decades after that. So there's, I was going to finish this whole conversation in a completely different way. And then something occurred to me just now while we were talking.
Okay.
So we're going to do this instead. Sal's boxing ring is a men's world. You're boxing 16-year-olds now. You're sparring. It's usually guys. It's usually boys and men that you, that first one that we see in the documentary, you couldn't fight because there was no woman on the other side.
When the other gym came to spar.
That's right. And, you know, Mary Ellen and those women, those were all the people driving the trucks were men. The politicians were men. This is all also about women fighting in men's worlds. and learning to find their bodies and their voices and their approach in worlds that men are used to fighting in. What have you learned about yourself as a woman fighting in a man's world, too, although this is a different world now than it was then?
Right. Well, I mean, you know, it is a different world because, like, when I started out as a musician, to, you know, go back to your first clip, I mean, it was unusual for women to be playing in a rock band. I mean, yes, there were some. There was, you know, some, you know, definitely some role models ahead of me. But, you know, some of the first times I went into a rock club with my band, Galaxy 500, and, you know, carrying my amp in, you know, the sound person would be like, well, do I have to tell you where to plug in your... I have to tell you how to plug in your amp.
Right.
You know. And so things have changed, but I still think it's up to each individual person, woman, man, anything, you know, else, to just find... what they need to fight for and to find the courage to just try and do it.
There you go. Naomi Yang is a filmmaker, a musician, a photographer, creator of the film Never Be a Punching Bag for Nobody. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Never Be a Punching Bag for Nobody is now streaming online and has a viewing at the Zumix Youth Organization in East Boston alongside Sal coming up. You also did the soundtrack for the movie, so we're going to go out with the song The Struggle Continues.
Thank you.
That's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR. I'm Tiziana Deering. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow when we'll bring back our series, Sneaker Culture, and learn about a local store that is on the vanguard. Make sure you join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.